be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio, is a mystical and stigmatized saint whose life puts us in communication with the supernatural world. His life was a continual sacrifice for the salvation of others. Despite so many slanders and offenses he received, he always forgave without holding a grudge against anyone. His enemies even put microphones in his cell and in the hostel to try to discover his supposed immoralities. And he knew how to bear it all with patience, offering it up as a victim for the salvation of the world. He bore the wounds of Christ for 50 years, being a true living Christ. He was a holy priest, and many were converted by confessing to him or attending his mass. God granted him great charisms, like the gift of bilocation, discernment of hearts, prophecy, supernatural perfume, and the gift of working miracles. Padre Pio also had to suffer intensely from the apparent abandonment of God. The night of the spirit is a stage of the soul on the way to spiritual marriage, which is the maximum union with God that the soul can achieve on this earth. Padre Pio saw Jesus in the Eucharist. He saw his guardian angel and the Virgin Mary, whom he loved like a mother and who appeared to him frequently. He also fought against the devil, understood the gravity of mortal sin, and what a soul was worth, making any sacrifice to save it. Therefore, he was sometimes rude in the confessional with those who were not well prepared. He reveals to us with his life the value of confession and the Mass, as well as the immense power of the Catholic priesthood. God listened to his prayer, working miracles through his intercession, both during his life and after his death. Father Raphael states, "I arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo on September 17, 1919. I slept in a narrow cell opposite the cell of Padre Pio. The night of September 19th to 20th, I couldn't sleep because of the heat. Around midnight, I got out of bed and opened the door. Everything was dark. There was only the light of a small oil lamp. As I was at the door to leave, I saw Padre Pio arrive from the choir where he had been praying. Padre Pio was all bright with an image of the baby Jesus in his arms. He walked slowly and murmured some prayer. He passed in front of me all radiant with light, and he did not notice my presence. Only a few years later, I realized that it was the first anniversary of his having received the stigmata." Father Augustine, on April 8, 1946, said, "An old man, a neighbor of our house named Nicolas Pazienza, of extraordinary kindness and simplicity, told me that many years ago, one summer night, he woke up and saw the room of Padre Pio all illuminated with a light brighter than the sun, and Padre Pio was resplendent in the light. The good old man, faced with such a vision, exclaimed, 'My God, what will paradise be?' I have been able to verify this because Padre Pio can be seen from his window." In September 1925, Padre Pio was operated on for a voluminous inguinal hernia by Dr. Giorgio Festa in the same convent. Padre Pio did not want them to administer chloroform to him, and he consciously endured all the pains of the operation. But taking him to his room, he fainted, and the doctor could look at his sores as he had done 5 years before and saw that they had the same characteristics. Then he observed that luminous radiations were coming out from the edges of the sore on his side. Something that the doctors admired was how he could survive almost without eating even the minimum necessary food. Father Damaso says, "Once he went without eating for 20 days. Father Augustine claimed that he barely ate about 20 grams of food every 24 hours. Friar Modestino affirms that one day, Padre Pio said to him, 'My son, pray for me. My belly is swollen and it hurts, and this is precisely today that I have eaten only 30 grams of food. The best favor the superior can do for me is to exclude me from eating.' The most wonderful thing is what he said to make his brothers laugh, but it was a real fact. During an illness, he weighed himself and weighed 180 pounds or 83 kilos. When he recovered, after 3 days without having taken any food, he weighed 189 pounds, or around 86 kilos. He had put on 9 pounds or 3 kilos without eating anything in those 3 days. Those are the wonders of God, who nourishes the body of the saints only with Holy Communion. This miracle was declared in the beatification process by his superior, Father Raphael. For this reason, it is not surprising what Father Carmelo refers to on May 5, 1956, in an international symposium on coronary diseases. The British Dr. Ewens declared, "For us doctors, Padre Pio is biologically dead. We must take into account the amount of calories that he uses daily to do his activities, and on the other hand, those that he receives by nourishing himself so little to the limit of survival. Also consider the blood that he loses every day, as he himself has testified, and which is proven by examining the bandages on his side. So by the force of the scientific principle of the calories necessary for human existence, and of the laws that regulate the balance of the organism, for us doctors, he is biologically dead. In other words, it is humanly impossible for a man to survive in such conditions and for him to work tirelessly every day." Something incomprehensible for the doctors was to verify that he had very high fevers that would have taken any normal human being to the grave. Father Paulino affirms that when Padre Pio was in the barracks, the thermometers they used to measure his fever broke, since they only read up to 109 degrees Fahrenheit, or around 43 degrees Celsius. Father Ezekias Cardone certifies that on the last Sunday in August 1945, Padre Pio was in bed with a fever. The superior ordered him to measure his fever, and Dr. Avenia gave him the thermometer. After a few seconds, the thermometer broke from the excessive heat. The doctor confirmed that it had been broken by the internal pressure of the mercury, since Padre Pio had not made any strange movements. Father Alessio Parente declares, "One day a woman told me, 'Padre Pio is a saint,' and she told me that her only daughter had internal bleeding, and despite the doctor's best efforts, they couldn't do anything to save her. She said, 'I constantly cried and invoked Padre Pio. Suddenly, I had seen him next to me. He had put a hand on my back and said, "Don't worry, I'll be your daughter's doctor." Then Padre Pio disappeared. At that moment, my daughter agitated on the bed, and I thought it was the end. I called the doctor, and he was able to verify that the bleeding had stopped. The same morning, she was discharged from the hospital." Father Alberto de Apolito stated in the process of beatification that Father Placido Bux had severe liver cirrhosis, and he was cured after an appearance of Padre Pio in bilocation. The servant of God, questioned about this, admitted it, and said that he had been to San Severo to heal him. Praise be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.